You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the second hour of Blind and Beyond. Oh, pardon me.
Beyond.
Beyond.
I was just going to say.
Way beyond.
Way beyond. I'm choking.
How beyond you trying to go?
Yeah. This is live. We are live in Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. And I'm here with my two co-hosts.
Michael.
Yes. My co-host, whose birthday is today, first is Lynn Golder.
Pardon
Lynn
me,
Golder,
it was
you there?
Yesterday, Michael. Yay. You've been on the air too long.
And my other co-host is day.
It seemed like today.
He'll be on the air
with his wife,
Brenda. We're stretching your birthday out for the month.
Hello there, it's Dave.
And let me just say to all you folks, it's cold here in Orlando, Florida.
It's gone to our head.
But yes, it's affecting my mind. Doesn't take much. I understand.
Thank goodness we don't have to deal with it very often.
We're going to have two trivia this segment.
Okay,
we're doing two trivia. Yours and mine.
Okay, we're doing a trivia first.
Yeah, yours.
We have
and
a very
mine.
Special guest coming up very shortly.
We do. So let's get
the first
this out
trivia.
Of the way.
Ready for the first trivia? Yeah. I wonder who's singing this song. 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song?
Dave Hilbrand.
There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away.
Sad.
And they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken heart stays.
Okay, that's a tough one. If you recognize his voice, you can win. 407-894-1680. He has a very distinct voice. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? He's a very famous person. Okay, so we are live in Orlando, Florida. We're waiting for someone to call in. And don't forget, if you visualize, Lynn, do you visualize the song? Can you see it? I'm talking out of my mind now. Hey, folks.
No, I'm just waiting.
This is the show that's for the sighted folks and visually impaired, the blind community.
All right, we've got a caller already.
And we have calls on the line, and I'm losing my mind.
Wow.
No, let's put it this way. I just said seven
like I said,
hours on the radio.
We don't deal with the cold very often, so.
Okay.
Yes,
we have two, keeping, just that one.
Keeping
okay.
Everybody at
all right,
north
let's take Maddie from Orlando.
Maddie from Orlando. Oh, my girl Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello, Maddie.
Okay, the person who sang that song is Ricky Nelson.
100% right. I didn't think
oh,
it
wow.
was.
Wow. Good
thank
for
you. Thank you very much. Maddie, you're a doll, baby.
Maddie.
Yes.
And tell her what she wins.
She just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Oh, nice.
I haven't got the first one yet.
Okay,
oh,
well,
it's coming. Let me tell you, Dave and I went through the Sonny's drive-thru in Oviedo. It was wonderful.
Wait. You said you haven't gotten it yet or you haven't gotten there yet?
I haven't gotten the one that I won before.
She won a few
She said she
ago.
Didn't get it.
Right.
Well, what happened?
We'll have to blame the mail service.
Are you still in the hospital? Okay.
Those carriers.
Yeah, are you still in the hospital?
Maddie,
are you still in the hospital?
Huh?
Are you still in the hospital?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, you're
but
at home.
I'm glad you're home.
Okay, well, thank you, Maddie. I'm glad we won again.
You.
Well,
you we'll get him in the sure. mail, yes. too, Maddie.
All right, thank you.
You're going to love that.
We have
another caller. Jason's calling in from West Palm Beach. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's up, Jason?
It's a little crazy here tonight, Jason.
Yeah, here. That's all right.
Absolutely
crazy. I was just calling in to win the trivia, but I heard you already got somebody, but that's okay.
So all close. Right.
Well, guess what? Listen to this, what's coming up. Maybe you'll win this, okay? We're
going to right,
hang
sounds
on.
Good.
Hang
just
on.
Stay
just
stay on.
Stay,
and
yeah,
we'll
just listen. Want to say hi.
Okay, thanks for calling, Jason.
Nice. Cool.
Take care.
Okay.
Okay, aww. So here's the next trivia.
This is my... This particular person shares my birthday, and I wanted you to guess who this is. Just listen. He turned 101 yesterday.
When I think of when I started my career, you're studying Shakespeare and Ibsen, and then you start doing movies, and then suddenly you have to learn how to mount horses and juggle and skip rope and fight. And I actually think that in acting, movie making, I really think that vitality, energy, is the first requirement.
The first time in my life, people cheering for me. Were you deaf? Didn't you hear them? That's more like it. Get smart. I got my foot on the ladder. We're not hitchhiking anymore. We're riding.
Now, when I say not yet, baby. But when I say it, you just better do it.
So who is it?
I apologize, sir, for not telling you sooner that you're a degenerate, sadistic old man. And you can go to hell before I apologize to you now or ever again.
I remember that movie.
Sound like you were talking to me.
I'm Spartacus.
Oh, now you're giving
it
away.
I'm Spartacus.
But no one's calling in.
I see my four sons.
That's it. He gave it away already. Yeah. I mean, it really. All right, who's going to win this? But everybody knows it now after they said one of the movies. 407-894-1680.
Not necessarily.
He's 101 years old today.
Yesterday. I said he shared my birthday, Michael. Yesterday. Just so you know.
Come on, Mike, where you at tonight, Mike?
I don't know.
He's frozen in time.
He's excited about the Eagles. That's what it is.
He's wearing his Eagles jacket. I think he's overheated there.
I think he needs to give her another birthday gift.
Hey, 7 hours, I just did a rock and roll show. I played myself out.
Oh, that's it.
Is Jason on the line again, or is that from before?
No, that was from before.
You thought it was so easy, so no one's calling in.
Oh,
come on, everybody.
That was a gimme.
101 years old.
Let me tell you something. As much as I'm out of it, Lynn asked me, and I didn't have any clues. I just told who it was because I had a hunch, and I wasn't sure.
And he's one of the last living legends from that era of the screen era at that time. Come on, people.
When you think of John Wayne,
let's snap out of
when
it.
When you think
and guess.
Of Dean Martin making different movies, he was in one of the movies. I just gave you another hint.
He's got some good-looking sons and grandsons,
too. Oh, my
gosh,
yeah.
He went over a long period of time.
Matter of fact, I believe one of his children is a popular actor today.
Yes.
I'm like, don't go into any more hints. That's ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's the holidays.
Let's put it this way. He's famous. His children's famous. His daughter-in-law is famous.
And his wife is very famous.
And his wife is pretty famous. So
now,
all I can tell you is the whole
family's famous. I meant his daughter-in-law.
So
hey,
all
Chris,
I can tell you is...
I only know Spartacus. One, so I'm lost.
Spartacus. Chris, I'm going to give you a big hint. One of his cousins' names is Nipsey, right?
The Nipsey?
You're
right. Nipsey was a bartender.
All right, I'm giving somebody 1 minute. That's it. I'm going to tell you who it is. 1 minute, because you should all should be ashamed of yourself if you don't know what it is.
Then we're going to go to break on time.
407-894-1680.
Nipsey was a bartender on Martin.
And then I'm giving the answer. 1 minute.
Remember Nipsey Russell?
1 minute. 407-894-1680. 1 minute. And we tell you
why
the
you
answer.
Do me like that? You should be doing me like that.
Okay, you got 30 seconds.
Not only are we
answer.
All
look
out
up
of it tonight, the audience is
I know
not
the
all
answer.
There.
Hold on.
What? Hold on, what?
There could be somebody on the phone.
Yep.
It's probably our guest caller.
Someone where it's snowing.
By the way, everybody, we're going to get real serious in about 5 minutes, so please stay tuned for our guest caller. Dr. Falabella will be calling in.
It's about time we get serious around here.
Right.
Yes. Awesome news he's going to share
so
with us.
You're going to learn a lot.
Boy.
So stay tuned.
I can't believe you all.
See, I'll show you to have me as a guest host. Look what happens. The place falls apart.
Look what you two did here since you came here. Power outage. Nobody's getting the answer.
I'm telling you.
That was a give me too.
Frozen in time.
All right.
Wait.
If this person's not on the line, I'm giving the answer.
He's talking.
Michael.
It's Haji Baba.
Nope.
You're close. But
1 minute to break.
Somebody on the line.
Chris, what's the story?
I don't think it's anyone going
to
be guessing that.
He has to answer.
All right.
The phone
here we go.
Type.
So I have Emma from Pasco County who's calling in.
Oh,
and then Pasco County.
Where's that?
That's over by the west, over towards by Tampa, St. Peter. Yeah, somewhere right around in
Emma,
that area.
Emma, okay.
And then we have all the way from New Hampshire.
Yes.
Miss Jody calling in.
Okay.
All right, so Emma was first.
Okay. Emma was first.
All right,
Emma?
Emma.
Yes, how you doing?
How
you doing?
Emma.
All right, good. Wonderful show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you can hear it.
Good to have you with us.
Yeah, I lost you for a while there.
Yeah, we did too.
We lost ourselves too.
We lost ourselves.
So you know the answer? We have to go to break. Do you know the answer?
Yes. It's our wonderful best president, Ronald Reagan.
Are you serious?
No.
No.
Next caller. Well, thank you.
Sorry,
thank you. Stay warm.
Thank you for calling
him.
No, sorry.
Chris. He said he's still living. He's 101. Okay. Ronald Reagan's dead.
Okay, we have to go to break.
Close.
We're going
to
take our other caller real fast and see if they know the answer. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The person's still living. It's 101 birthday.
Okay, we got Jody on the phone line real quick.
Real quick, Jody.
How you doing, Jody?
Hey, how are you? Is it Clint Eastwood?
No.
Oh, oh wow.
Okay.
This is a good one. I like this.
Is it snowing where you're at?
Huh?
Are you getting snow?
We have to go to break.
Oh, yeah, we got a couple inches.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, good. Well, we're hoping everybody stays safe and warm.
Send some down here.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for listening.
Glad you're out there.
Thank you.
I'm going to give the answer.
Wait. Don't wait. Wait till we come back.
All right, they come back. Okay. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be right back. Don't go away. This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. And don't forget to tell your friends. And look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNED4ALL.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Back. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. I think we have a caller that was going to answer the trivia question real fast because we have our guest holding. Are you this Robert from Pennsylvania?
This is Robert from Valley Forge. How are you doing?
All right, real fast, we have our guest holding.
It was Kirk Douglas.
There you go.
My area got 2 inches of snow. Other areas up here got 5 inches.
Well, thank
inches.
You for calling in, Robert. You just won a $10 gift card from.
No, Michael. I just did this so your head wouldn't explode. I'm not looking for a gift.
Okay. That's okay.
Well, thank
we'll send
you,
it to
Robert.
You from
bye.
Dunkin' Donuts. We'll send you a $10 gift from Dunkin' Donuts. Okay,
safe.
Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, next up, we'd like to welcome our guest caller, Dr. Falabella. And Dr. Falabella, we've been looking forward to talking to you. And Dr. Falabella is the Medical Affairs Ophthalmic Lead at Spark Therapeutics. And I have been telling everybody about Dr. Falabella coming on today. And we welcome you, Dr. Falabella. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Michael, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here with you tonight.
Well, we welcome you. And what we would like to do today, with your permission, since we don't know anything about Spark Therapeutics, our audience does, we would like you to please just give us an overview, Dr. Falabella, in layman's terms, of this groundbreaking therapy that Spark Therapeutics is spearheading, if you wouldn't mind. And then when we go to break, then we'll have people call in and ask you questions, okay?
Of course.
Okay.
So as part of the gene therapy company, we're dedicated to discover and develop new treatments for genetic diseases. So we all carry genes, and some of us are born with some defects in those genes, and those defects will lead to some kind of diseases. We're actually focused on the eye and retinal diseases, hematology, and also neurodegenerative diseases. So the purpose of the technology that Spark has developed is to provide to the body, to those cells that are not functioning well, with a healthy copy of that gene, so that now the body and that part of the body can now go back to function. So I can use the retina as an example. Our lead investigational product is for a specific retinal disease. It's called retinal dystrophy, type of retinal dystrophy, that involves a very specific gene that's called the RPE65. So the patients that are born with this mutations in that gene, there is a part of the process that happens in the back part of the eye, part of the process of vision. When light comes inside of the eye, it has to be transformed into electrical signals, then go to the brain so that we can see. So those patients, they have a that part of the process that's not functioning well. So Spark uses a modified virus that then goes inside the cell and places the RPE65 inside the cell so that it can go back to its function.
Amazing. Just wonderful.
David, I would like you to meet David. He's our co-host. This is Dave Hillebrandt, and this is Dr. Falabella. David, and you said you had some questions.
Doctor, thrilled to have you on. Really appreciate it. I know in a little bit of reading from the therapeutic company, I know the hemophilia was a huge breakthrough that you have with treatment. And with the retina treatment, I was wondering if your studies are primarily working on treating someone who already has this problem, or are you more trying to prevent it from happening with genetic mutation and that kind of thing, by catching it in parents of potential children, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. Well, that particular therapy that we're working out first, the RPE65 gene, the disease manifests very early in life. So we may see patients that manifest symptoms when they're just a couple of months of age. Some may actually begin to be symptomatic when they are when they're five or teenagers in general. So what we're trying to do here is to help those cells that are still viable. Let me go back a little bit. What happens is, in the retina, there are a large number of genes that may affect how the retina functions. So RPE65 is just one of them. The science has shown that more than 250 genes may cause problems in the retina. And most of these diseases are progressive. So cells, different kinds of cells in the back part of the eye will begin to not only not function well, but they also die. So there is a time in the disease progression that you have to intervene so that you can help those cells that are still alive so that it can now go back to its function. So it's not yet to prevent the disease from happening, because it would have, for some of these diseases, you would have to intervene before the person is actually born. But you're trying to intervene as early as possible, and that's the key message for progressive disease, genetic diseases, is that since most of them are progressive, you have to intervene as early as possible so that you can help tissue before it degenerates too much.
Gotcha. Hopefully before they see too many of the symptoms, like you say, since it happens so often younger in life, sometimes the parents are not even aware that the child has the problem until something happens where it might be already quite a ways along, down the pike. So
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go right ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, unfortunately, that's the case, and we've met a large number of families that live with genetic diseases in the retina. And because genetic tests is so, it's not easy to get to, and there's a lack of information in the community, actually, even in the medical community, genetic tests are not widely spread. So we've had, unfortunately, sad stories in which families would wait for months or even years before they could get a genetic diagnosis. Because it's important to say that although even in experienced hands, it's very hard for especially retinal specialists to diagnose a patient specifically for that gene. They usually give you a more broad diagnosis, a clinical diagnosis, but for you to make sure which gene is involved, you have to do a genetic test.
Dr. Falabella, I would like to invite our listeners to call in, please, 407-894-1680. Just state your question, your first name and your question.
Where you're calling from.
Yes, where you're calling from. And then we would like you to hang up and allow some other people to have a chance to call in. But please start calling now, all righty? Okay.
Ask your question, and then a doctor can give you
right,
an answer
right,
off the air.
Right, right.
So. That's amazing. It's always nice to see the technology and things advancing, especially we've got a whole generation of youth growing up.
That... We have a lot of listeners that have RP. We have several that I know of that have Leber congenital amaurosis. I know that you work with that also.
And probably the Stargardt's?
Stargardt's disease.
Disease is... I understand it's a genetic disease as well, or has a genetic component anyway.
That's correct, yes. So you mentioned retinitis pigmentosa. So maybe I should say that. So RP, it encompasses a large number of genes. Actually, RPE65 is one of them. Literature shows that probably 1-2% of RP may be caused by RPE65. There's also a large number of genes that we're not talking about here, but that gene therapy potentially could address with the same platform. There are different viruses that could be used to carry the gene inside the cell. So, and we know that there are some other companies, as you just mentioned now, working on this target as well.
Okay. So but your company primarily is focusing on retina diseases, RP and other things along those lines.
Yeah, RPE65 is the cause of one type of retinitis pigmentosa and also Leber congenital amaurosis.
Okay.
And Spark has also a clinical program for choroideremia, and now we have an early program, still not in the clinic yet, for Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy.
Dr. Falabella, we have our first question. Caller, state your name, please, and the question.
Hi, this is Gary.
Hello, Gary. Where are you calling from, Gary, so the doctor
knows? I'm
calling
from Water Park, Florida, doctor. And my question to you is I have RP, and I didn't get diagnosed. I actually started going blind when I was about 27, 28 years old when I was in the Navy. Put almost 8 years in, I had to get out of the Navy. But I have a grandson that's 9 years old. And my question to you, is there anything that they could possibly do if he carries it like I did, that he could have it stopped before he got, say, my age of 28 when it kicked on in? So that's my question. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. Okay, doctor.
Hey, Gary, thanks for your question. So I think we go back to what I mentioned just now, which is the genetic test. So one thing that's very important for your grandson, if I understood he has some symptoms, that you should seek your ophthalmologist, your retina specialist, so that a genetic test can be done. So once you find out which gene is involved, you may ask your physician if there is any study or a clinical trial that is ongoing that he could be participating on, or even if there is a company that is bringing something forward in terms of product in the next couple of years. So I think that's for us to provide more insights. Any physician would need to know more details about not only RP, but the more detailed information about what's causing the RP in your grandson.
Doctor, is there a particular type of genetic test that people should ask for? I know a lot of times it's good for the client to be educated as well, and I know that there's different types of genetic tests, and I'm not sure that all doctors would recommend the same ones. I've heard of panel testing, and I know that there are other ones as well, and they're all very can be very expensive. So I wonder if there's one that you feel that would be the best overall, since you're going to have to spend a lot of money to have this done.
Yeah, there are different approaches, and you mentioned one of them, which is the gene panel. So there are some genetic test labs that would offer a panel with 200 plus genes, basically trying to cover the genes that could cause retinal diseases. And there's other, like whole genome sequencing. It depends on the school or the, there are some different lines of thought here. We know that the gene panel, it's becoming very popular. It's really important to seek the guidance from the retinal specialist and the ocular geneticist that will be providing service to the patient. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we heard you. We hear you.
Excuse me.
Are you there? Dr. Falabella?
Doctor,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So just to wrap it up. So I think that it's important to. I mean, there's this approaches that that may provide information. One thing that would just to wrap up the genetic test is that it's not a simple test to have interpretation. It's not a yes or no answer.
Right.
There are cases in which the result is not conclusive. So that speaks to the importance of seeking a profession that has a lot of expertise in genetic diseases.
Thank you. Dr. Fellow, we have another caller calling in from Dade City, Florida. Welcome, caller. State your name and what your question is, please.
Hi there. This is Greg from Dade City. And I have LCA, and specifically the gene in my case that's affected is called CRB1. So I was just curious if you're familiar with that gene and if your company is doing any research or experimentation on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. And by the way, Dr. Fellow, Greg is quite a young man, so maybe there's a lot of hope for him because he's only around 30, 31 years old. So possibly is something like that reversible?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we are not at this moment working on CRB1. Which does not mean that other groups, I mean, it's hard for me to speak for the entire field because it's growing so fast, which is good for everyone.
Yes.
I am aware of a foundation here in Pennsylvania, which is very strong, and that's, I'm sure that's something that you speak about often in your show, but the importance of connecting with other families and foundations, because they would be the best ones to provide information on some other researchers that are also working in the field. So unfortunately, I don't have information on the CRB1 for you, but I would not take this as a final answer for sure because there's a lot going on.
Right. Things are changing as we speak, right? Every month or two, something else is developing.
So absolutely.
So there's hope. Can you, while we're waiting, thank you, Greg, for calling from Dade City, Florida. While we're waiting for another caller to call in, you might have said it before, but I'd like to please reiterate. Can you explain to everybody what is an inherited retinal disease? Just briefly.
I can. Yes. Yeah. So that's a long name to define a disease that's caused by genetic mutations. So the disease is directly tied to those mutations. So everybody carries a large number of genes that will, you know, provide some kind of function in the eye. So, but some people have a specific gene mutation. It could be, as just mentioned, CRB1 is one of them, RPE65 is a different one. So each gene will affect the retina in a different way, may cause different symptoms. They may be grouped in the same category. Sometimes they'll be grouped in the RP category, retinitis pigmentosa, or in the LCA category. But each gene has its specific function, and they will bring different degenerations and different symptoms. So this is the inherited retinal disease. That's something that it does not tie to what you do in your life. It's not like exposure to sun or something like that. So, I mean, it's inherited to your genes, and they will manifest in different stages after a while.
Can you explain a little bit about gene therapy to the audience? I mean, is it painful? Is it how intensive it is, how lengthy it is? I mean, can you tell them about that a little bit?
Of course. So the goal of gene therapy, since now we understand what the disease is, I mean, the gene that's not functioning is a little piece of DNA. So what we want to do now is to provide the cell at the back part of the eye with a healthy copy of that gene. So in the lab, I'm using RPE65 because that's our program here. So if the patient has a problem in the RPE65 gene, we make an a healthy RPE65 gene inside the lab. We put this inside of a small virus, a modified virus, that does not cause disease. Not one virus, actually 150 billion of them. And you inject, it's through a procedure, and you inject at the back part of the eye, behind the retina, so that now the viruses can infect in a good way. They can introduce inside those cells that gene that we want the body to have. So that's the principle. If you're treating a type of cell that is mature, which means it's not going to divide, like the cells of the retina like this, you can expect that you do this once, a one-time intervention, one-time treatment, that would then, the cell would use that gene many times over and over again to produce some function to produce a protein, for example, and you would have long-term results with that single intervention.
Wow.
Which would not be possible if you're treating your skin cells, for example, because the skin cells are changing every week.
Right.
But if we talk about the retina here, so there is a huge potential that you intervene once and you have long-term results.
Okay. Well, we have another caller That's for you. We have great. Emma calling from Newport Richey. Boy, Florida's on the ball tonight. Mm-hmm. Emma calling from Newport Richey, Florida. State your name, Emma, where you're from, and for the doctor. And
yeah.
Even though right. I just did. Yes.
Emma from Newport Richey, Florida. I just wanted to know how far are we with regard to the stem cell treatment, one's own stem cells to treat the retina, the cones and the rods of the retina to repair that, with one's own body stem cells that will be taken, that they say that if, the stem cells have to be taken from the adipose tissues of the person to be able to treat the retina. So I like to know how far ahead are we with these cures.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you for calling. Let's listen to the answer now. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for your question, Emma. So I'll take your question first to differentiate what gene therapy is and what cell therapy is. Often we see there's a lot of confusion in the space. So as I was telling you before, gene therapy uses a virus and to deliver a gene. So we are not creating a tissue. You're actually trying to help the tissue that's still viable, still alive. Stem cell is a completely different approach. So we're trying to use a cell that can differentiate into different tissues. You want to create new tissue. So your question is it's about the use of stem cells for retinal disease. As far as we know, so far there has not been an approved product or to use stem cells as a treatment for the retina. We are aware, however, of some studies that are still in clinical stage that are proposing this approach. What I would, as a physician, what I would provide in terms of caution is that you have to make sure that you seek good institutions and respect and renowned ones to, whenever you talk about a study, because it isn't, only the FDA can tell you if there is a product that is approved and is safe and effective. So until FDA has given you clearance, everything is experimental. So you should be very cautious. And I'm saying this because recently, actually it was last year, in the retina conference and American Society of Retina Specialists, there were some cases in which patients had a very poor outcome coming from an institution that I honestly don't know the name, but in the U.S. in which they use stem cells in a non-optimal way, and unfortunately those patients, they lost their sight in doing this.
Dear.
So I'm not saying all groups are the same, but my caution is make sure that you seek good institutions that are doing good research, because not every research is the same.
Well, thank you for that clarification and advice. And I have a question. What about logistics, Dr. Falabella? We have people listening all over the country. So what would be the first step, and how would they, you know, where would they go, and how does this work? Once everything.
You're asking specifically for which.
If they qualified for treatment.
For which one? I'm sorry. Are you asking about
which treatment?
Gene therapy?
Yes. No, the gene. No. Back to what we were talking about before, the gene therapy.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I'll have to say that, Spark, we're optimistic about the program that we have for RPE 65. In October, the FDA advisory panel voted unanimously for the approval, but we still have to wait for the FDA to give us an answer, which is going to be in January. So I just wanted to add this to my comment. But considering that this will be approved, Spark has a plan to work with a small limited number of centers across the country, mm-hmm. Because this is part of you have to put patient safety first, right? So, and since this is so specialized in such a rare disease, that Spark wants to have a very controlled setting across the country. So we're looking at a small number of centers, 4 to 8 centers across the country that we take into consideration geographic distribution, which does not mean that every city would have one, because it practically would not be possible, but it would also still provide access to patients throughout the country.
And you're in Philadelphia.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, you're in Philadelphia, I saw.
Spark the headquarters therapy. In Philadelphia. Right. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
David, do you have any other questions?
I was going to say, hopefully they'll have a treatment center down in the southeast here, which would be a big help, since we've already had several people that are interested down here, so in the state of Florida. So I know that there's definitely a need and an interest.
Yeah, and then great professionals there as well. So I can tell you that's part of the plan.
Well, thank you.
Okay, well, so would they just go to the Spark Spark's website? How can people find out more information? What would you advise? I know how I found it, but what would you advise?
This has not been disclosed yet, but upon approval, this will be Spark will be. We have information about that, and also the patient associations will receive information as well.
Okay, so you'll keep us posted, so we can keep the audience posted.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right.
That would be awesome, because even though you're a remote location for some people, a lot of times with the specialists can cooperate with Spark Therapeutics for a regimen or a procedure and recommendation. So I'm so grateful that there are people out there dedicating their lives to this work. It's amazing, and we're not going to stop today. Keep up the good work, Doc. Well,
Thank you so much for having me.
This was so enlightening. Thank you very, very much for calling, and
be anxious to hear more of great achievements coming up.
We look forward to talking to you again soon, and we wish you a happy holiday and healthy and happy new year. Thank you, Dr.
Congratulations on the FDA.
Yes.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken falls off the bone, pulled pork French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Welcome back to the second hour. We're still talking here. Still on.
Thank goodness
gracious. That was an amazing interview, wasn't it?
It's an amazing interview.
There's hope.
And I'm glad the station is back to normal again. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with Lynn Golder, co-host. I'm here with David, co-host, Hildebrand. And I'm here with his wife.
Brenda Coco, co-host. Co-host.
And I'm here with the young man behind the scene, the captain of the ship.
Chris
Shaw.
Don't tell anybody, but I'm right here at your disposal.
Dave, how was your Sonny's barbecue?
Let me tell you, it was awesome.
I love Sonny's barbecue.
I got some ribs, and they truly were excellent flavor. I didn't even have to put anything on it.
Sometimes we like to eat ribs at home. That way we can get as messy as we want.
Exactly.
But I really enjoy
it. That doesn't stop Michael. He just gets the
And the young girl that was working the drive-thru, that was her first day back after a serious surgery
in
Oviedo. Yes.
Yeah.
What a testimony. I tell you, she was a trooper. Her first day back from work from serious accident and coma.
Wow.
And grateful to be there.
You know, there is one thing I do want to touch on. I know we got a short period of time.
No, that's okay.
But I really want to encourage people with with low vision or that are totally blind to get out there and travel and enjoy life, especially if you're retired and have the finances to be able to. But even people that can see, we all have to find ways of saving money and whatnot. But there's still a lot to enjoy. And nowadays, with technology and also just the people of being more aware, a lot of things are more accessible. I found even
movie theaters.
Wait, David. That young man or that young woman sitting on the couch saying, I'm blind, I can't do anything, I can't get out and do anything, I can't travel, I can't do anything. What would you say about that person?
Well, that person has, before they get into traveling, they need to get over the fear of
leaving the house
and those kind of things.
It's not easy.
Which a lot of times with the organization like Lighthouse could be a great deal of help with their independent living program. But once people are feeling confident enough to be able to go out, at least, if you have a guide, a family member, friend, or whatever, or if you're on your own, there's a lot of places now that make an effort to make things accessible. In fact, a lot of times things aren't necessarily labeled and thought of as accessible by the organizations themselves, but like. A few months ago, Brenda and I went up to Connecticut, and we went to the Mark Twain House. Well, they don't have something written up there for accessible for blind people, but I asked her, the person that was selling tickets, you know, is there anything accessible about this that I should know about? And she said, well, now that you mentioned it, there are several things you could touch that they don't typically have it set up just for blind people per se, but they want to, if people show the interest, the people who are presenting the history and whatnot, they're very interested and they want to be able to share that with you. So it was exciting to be able to feel a lot of the different.
So you have to ask.
The different, sometimes you do have to ask it because they don't always think about it.
And ask for a discount too if it's a.
Let me tell you about this right now. You know, you're talking about folks when they go out. Let's talk about Polara APS. Polara is a navigator, okay? It navigates the traffic lights. It's called Polara Navigator APS.
Correct.
And that navigates. So when you want to go outside, wherever you are in Philadelphia, Chicago, wherever you are in Florida, and you want to cross the street and you don't have a Polara, well, then it's your fault. Because if you called up, they would make sure, if you called up, that they would put one in. You have to ask first. If you don't ask, you don't get. Who are they supposed to ask, Lynn?
They're supposed to contact their local traffic engineering department. And when John McGaffey, the founder, was on last week, he said, if you have any questions, just write to sales@polara.com. That's easy. Sales@polara, P-O-L-A-R-A.com, and they'll help you get set up in your community. So at that, I guess, in what my David was talking about, the first step is to get out of the house.
Right.
And this Polaro sure would help you
and
at
your
intersection.
And the first step, go outside?
Yeah.
Well, you know what that first step is? You have to feel somewhat aggressive. That's first. Second, you have to focus that you want to get out of the house, and that means you have to be a positive person. Yeah. Negative people stay in the house, don't do anything. That's because they're negative. Is that right?
One thing I wanted to bring up, I remember you said something, Brendan. I've been thinking about it. It must be a little bit scary, though, David, when you're going to get on a train. Right.
I almost lost him
in
France.
Yeah, I remember Brenda said she almost lost you.
France or Germany, yes.
The doors open and close so quickly on those subways and things. That's got to be frightening, though.
You got to be alert.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily frightening. I mean, there is a possibility you could get off of the wrong place,
right.
You know? Just like with the sighted person, can also do the same,
well, that's true.
Same kind of thing.
The Atlanta airport on the, forget the terminal downstairs.
Yes.
Golly, that door opened and closed so quickly. I don't like to go there.
We learn not to pack too much.
Yeah.
It's good that way.
But the fear is not enough, good enough reason to not do it. I mean, I've got friends right now who you're very familiar with, Judy and Casey Matthews.
Right, they travel all over.
They're on a cruise, I believe, a two-week cruise. They go on their own. And here comes, we're heading to a break,
I believe. Yeah. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We'll be right back. Right back.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polara has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibro-tactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push-button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what should do once in the sign in Braille. You find the name of the street will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign of the push button. Polara urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. Devices now come with technology. Plans for a pedestrian to help locate accurate and get smartphone. For more adding details, visit polara.com. It's P-O-L.com.
World Service for the Blind and Blind or Visually Impaired in the United States to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1997, we have served individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. The full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. People who are blind or visually impaired work in today's high. Think again. World Services for the Blind's Technology Career Training Program. Graduates to programmers, IT professionals, assisted or learn more at blind.org.
Voting is a basic sacred right. You should be about